This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. County officials in Springfield Friday released the autopsy report of Sonia Massey, who was fatally shot by a sheriff's deputy earlier this month. The autopsy report shows that the 36-year-old Massey died from a gunshot wound under her left eye. She was shot by then-sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson. Grayson has since been fired and charged with murder. He has pleaded not guilty. Student groups in Chicago are reacting to Vice President Kamala Harris's sudden run for the presidential election. My colleague Haley Bosick reports that some students say they're optimistic about a Harris presidency. Samantha Taylor is a public policy major at the University of Chicago and the president of the Organization of Black Students at the school. She's from the West Side and remembers going to Grant Park to watch President Barack Obama's victory speech.
She's different. I think she has energy. And I think to get to that level of leadership as a Black woman when there has not been a precedent set for you, it requires an amount of grit and it requires an amount of overcoming what seemingly is impossible. And at first glance, many may say that the odds are stacked against her, but I don't think that that's any different from any point in her life.
Taylor says she hopes Harris's candidacy will entice more young Black voters to cast ballots. Researchers at the University of Illinois at Chicago have developed an antibiotic that could make drug resistance nearly impossible. UIC scientist Shira Mankin says that new drug attacks bacteria in two different ways.
And because of that, the chances for bacteria to become resistant, at least to become resistant using the most conventional mechanism, is roughly the same as the chance to win two jackpots in two consecutive lottery cycles.
Since the bacteria is fighting both attacks at once, Mankin says drug resistance becomes hundreds of millions of times more difficult. The drug was created with scientists in China and other countries and will need years of research before becoming available to patients. Chicago's largest improv festival continues this weekend. I.O. Fest features notable comedians like Chicago native Matt Walsh. Walsh told WBEZ's Rundown podcast about the art of improv.
It's very rare to have a space where when you get on stage, people are there to support you and they got your back. It's not the real world. It's something quite different. It's sort of loving in a way, in a good way, but also you are responsible for yourself. You have to take care of yourself.
I.O. Fest runs through Sunday night at the I.O. Theater in Lincoln Park. Weather for today, sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, clear and cooler, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.